Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, July 28th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I've got a lot of news and happenings for you coming your way here on the morning show. Let's take a look at some of those news items now, shall we? Starting with a report in the Cortez Journal, 8 people arrested, Montezuma County residents arrested after a narcotics investigation. Bailey Duran with the Journal with the report. The arrests were made after an extensive investigation by the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office, Cortez Police Department, Drug Enforcement Administration, Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Montezuma Cortez Narcotics Investigation Teams. And apparently over a year and a half with thousands of man hours put in. The investigation targeted suspects believed to be involved in the sale and distribution of counterfeit oxycodone 30 fentanyl pills, methamphetamine, and other drugs such as cocaine. Lots of folks listed indicted on a conspiracy to commit drug trafficking offenses as well as other drug distribution and offenses with weapons. 5 in that case, 3 in another. Additional information about the arrest, about that process, can be found in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. A big bit of information from the Wildlands Conservancy. After a 16-month effort, a 320-acre parcel of private land surrounded by the Bears Ears National Monument has been protected by the Conservancy. The 320-acre Cottonwood Wash property, long under the care and stewardship of the Guyman family, has a deep significance for local communities and controls access to thousands of acres of surrounding public lands inside the Bears Ears National Monument. The Wildland Conservancy said that permanently preserving the land will ensure its beauty and cultural heritage remain intact for everyone to enjoy. The protection of Cottonwood Wash provides new opportunities for folks in southeastern Utah, allowing for enhanced access to public lands within the monument, ensuring continued cultural site stewardship, educational activities, and recreational opportunities like hiking and nature appreciation. Lawrence Guyman expressed the family's enthusiasm for the Wildlands Conservancy's involvement, saying that the Guyman family is thrilled the Wildlands Conservancy is going to preserve the unique property so that current and future generations can enjoy its beauty. They also offered thanks to Irvin and Elizabeth Guyman for their foresight and perseverance. Additional information about that conservation effort can be found in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also available online at sjrnews.com. Those conservancies are really interesting. I've seen up in Park City area, and we've seen it also elsewhere in San Juan County and Four Corners area as well. Someone paying keep development off of lands, keep it preserved as is. That property now under the management of the Wildlands Conservancy, that 320-acre parcel known as Cottonwood Wash. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We're going to take a quick break, however, and we'll be back with more news and happenings here on the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
Hey, man, sorry to stop by unannounced, but I was thinking about what you're going through, and I just thought I'd bring some donuts. Can we chat for a bit?
Checking on a friend is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org. the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM, 9:15 a.m. on this Friday, July 28th. Friday, that's right. We've made it to the end of the week. Got lots of news and happenings to bring you this morning. However, starting in Cortez Police Department responded to a call at about 1:30 a.m. Past night at the 500 block of South Madison Street for a shots fired call. Officers discovered a male homicide victim. The suspect drew a weapon and fled. They put out an alert on the Nixel emergency alert system, activated to shelter in place as an armed suspect was at large. So if you saw that last night or this morning, that's what that was. The suspect was then later discovered in the South Broadway area waving a loaded gun. Officers subdued the woman using less lethal weapons, and she was taken into custody at 3:15 a.m. without further incident. That alert was then canceled as there was no further threat to the public. So Cortez City Police says they'll be releasing more information as it becomes available, but that's what happened last night. If you got that alert, and you can sign up for those alerts by texting your zip code to 88877. But yeah, kind of a scary incident there, and good response, and unfortunate for that man. But we'll look for more information as it becomes available. But Cortez Police Department responding to that event last night. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin is out east at the nation's capital and working on a couple different things. He testified before a Joint Economic Committee hearing yesterday, highlighting the critical needs for reauthorization and increased funding for the Special Diabetes Program for Indians, or SDPI. President Nigrin said that they've made strides, but there remains a great need to expand and adopt evidence-based practices to prevent and treat diabetes among American Indians and Alaskan Natives. In 2014, the Navajo Nation enacted the Healthy Dene Nation Act, legislation that introduced a 2% tax on unhealthy foods and waived a 6% sales tax on fruits, vegetables, and water. The act has generated revenue about nearly $8 million over 4 years, directly funding vital community wellness projects. So, again, President Nigrin advocating for that expansion of the Special Diabetes Program for Indians. He was also there, and along with Speaker Crystalline Curley, talking about the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, to improve compensation for workers who are involved in uranium mining from the 1940s through the 1970s. The RECA program provides monetary compensation to individuals who become ill or died from exposure to radiation during uranium mining and nuclear weapons production. And the act was established in 1990 and was set to expire in July 2024. But efforts have been underway to get that expanded continue on. So again, that's the latest from President Boo Nigrin out in Washington, D.C. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. In the morning show, we've also got San Juan County Fair is starting up this weekend. The Mud Bog is making a return this year. The Down and Dirty Mud Bog will start at 10:30 a.m. Registration from 9 to 10. Sponsored by DB Truck and Trailer Repair and Recapture Drilling. So you can get registered and head down Saturday morning for the Mud Bog. Also tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. will be the Mini Miss and Mr. San Juan competition at the fair building. And then the Little Miss and Mr. San Juan competition will be at 7 p.m. That's for 6 to 8 year olds. So the mud bog in the morning, and then some little pageants in the evening. We'll start off the San Juan County Fair this weekend, 2023. It's the place to be is the theme this year. Should be a lot of fun. I know they are working hard out there at the fairgrounds, getting things ready. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fail. We'll send you over to that, a little bit out of order, but send you to that and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career at tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is, Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's, whatever it takes, means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs, too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing, is your Bryant dealer. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, for summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift, on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
What's going on?
The Montezuma County Fair runs through tomorrow in Cortez, and there's still plenty of time to get in on the food, rodeos, and of course the Demolition Derby. Visit MontezumaCountyFair.com for the full schedule. Tonight, the Moab Summer Film Series presents Little Rascals. The show is free, starts at 8:30 in Suwanee City Park, and popcorn is provided. Check MoabRecreation.org for more info. The San Juan County Fair gets underway in Monticello tomorrow with the Down and Dirty Mud Bog and runs through next Saturday. There will be tons of fun for the whole family. Rodeos, a talent find, exhibits, food, mud volleyball, and the big Chase Bryant concert. Find the full schedule in the current edition of the San Juan Record. The Moab VFW 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is tomorrow morning at 8:30. This four-person scramble will feature mulligans, prizes, burgers, and brats. To sign up, call the Moab Golf Course at 435-259-6488 or visit moabgolfcourse.com. 65 years of tradition is alive and well in Mancos this weekend with Mancos Days 2023. The event begins today and runs through Sunday with a parade, live music, vendors' booths, a classic car show, sports tournaments, the annual Water Fight on Main, and more. Check MancosDays.com for full details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Taking a look at news in the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have obituaries and memorial services in the Red Rock area to be let you be aware of, including for Zachary Scott Sternad. Services will be held for Zachary at noon on Monday, July 31st at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Empire Chapel in Cortez. Also, services this evening for Jack Corbin from 6 to 8 at the Spanish Valley Mortuary. I've got the wrong date there. That happened on the 21st. Shad Swink's services 4 to 6 at Old City Park. There will be a memorial service for Shad Swink, and that'll be in Moab's Old City Park from 4 to 6 today. Service tomorrow for Mary Johnson, 10 a.m. at the Moab LDS 400 North Chapel, live streaming on the Spanish Valley Mortuary Facebook page. And finally, two other services to let you be aware of, including one tomorrow, a graveside in Monticello. That'll be for Ronald Melvin Trent. That service will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Monticello City Cemetery. Also, funeral services for Ivana Pearl Hogard will be Saturday, so tomorrow, at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at 260 Main Street in Blanding. Visitation from 10 to 11 and memorial service from 11 to noon. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, July 28th, so taking a look, national days, and let's take a look at this day in history. Today in 1914 marked the beginning of the First World War, as using the assassination of Austrian Archduke Francis Ferdinand as a pretext to present Serbia with an unacceptable ultimatum. Austria-Hungary declared war on the Slavic country on this day in 1914, sparking World War I. Also on this day in history, in 2005, the Irish Republic Army announced that it had ended its armed campaign and instead would pursue only peaceful means to achieve its objectives. Today in 1976, an earthquake in the industrial city of Tangshan, China, killed more than 240,000 people. Also, on this day in history, in 1868, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which granted citizenship and equal civil and legal rights to African American and slaves who had been emancipated after the Civil War, that entered into force today in 1868. And today in 1821, Peru declared its independence from Spain. So that means, what days do we have going on? Of course, it's Peru Independence Day. It's also National Water Park Day, a good day for that. July 28th seems like an appropriate time to be at a water park. It's also National Soccer Day, Buffalo Soldiers Day, and National Milk Chocolate Day. So a couple days you can celebrate how you see fit. Birthdays today. Birthdays for a couple folks. Rapper Soulja Boy, his birthday today. Also, cancer advocate or advocate against fighting cancer, Terry Fox, was born today. Jackie Kennedy, First Lady, also celebrates a birthday today. Meanwhile, taking a look at some local birthdays as well. Our birthday shout-outs, of course, brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab. Let's take a look at some local birthdays. Today, Chase Doucette's birthday. Also, birthday coming up over the weekend for Stevie Wilcox Clement, and other birthdays coming up as well. Let me take a look here at one other birthday list we have. Happy birthday to Garrett Beasley today, and Shane Marion. Actually, that'll be up in next week, so give you a little preview for that, get you prepped for Shane's birthday. Again, our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. That's a full-service brokerage providing for all your real estate needs. You can go ahead and give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email. Send an email to info@redrock92.com. And finally, it's also summer, which means we have 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, let's see, number 23 on the list is to drive through the Valley of the Gods, featuring wide open spaces and rock buttes similar to Monument Valley. A 17-mile drive on Valley of the Gods Road is accessible to all vehicles in good weather. In muddy conditions, four-wheel drive is best. That's number 23 on our list. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the Bluff Dwellings Resort and Spa, located in Bluff. Beautiful facility and great place to stay. And with that, also Wild Expeditions, Rivers, Ruins, and Canyons. Come see the Four Corners in an incredible way. You can find out more about both those businesses, bluffdwellings.com or riversandruins.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take one more quick break and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Colorado Rockies 40-62, fifth in the NL West, and they'll be in action tonight at 6:40 p.m. hosting the Oakland A's, Oakland Athletics. So that's the Rockies. Diamondbacks, meanwhile, third in the NL West. They're four games back from the Dodgers and one game back from the Giants. I have got a record of 55-48. They will also be at home tonight in Phoenix hosting the Mariners over the weekend. 7:40 p.m. is the opening pitch. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.